A black and white postcard shows a lovely young woman, nude, leaning against the trunk of a tree. An old woman stands on her right, dressed in almost antique black clothes and a cape, white hair pinned up, a camera hanging from its leather strap around her neck. Despite the beauty of the younger woman, it's clear from the twinkle in her eye that the crone is having a lot more fun. Her name is Imogen Cunningham. Imogen was born in 1883 and grew up in Seattle. She bought her first camera in 1906 and processed her early photographs by candlelight emitted through a red box in the tar paper lined darkroom her father built in part of the family's woodshed. By the time she died in 1976 at the age of 93, Imogen Cunningham had pioneered the very young art of photography, contributing significantly to its acceptance as a 20th century art form with her seven-decade career. She was one of the first women to make a successful living as a photographer, first in Seattle and later in San Francisco. She started out working in the studio of Edward S. Curtis, recounting with her well-known directness, "Edward Curtis was such a big shot in his own mind that he seldom turned up in the studio, and if he did, he never talked to the help. The man who influenced me at the time was A.F. Murr, the operator of the Curtis establishment, and he's never been heard of since." Imogen made her mark on the century through natural-looking commercial portraits and botanical and nude figure studies, evolving stylistically toward a humanistic, documentary street photography and her trademark environmental portraiture. Throughout her life, she exhibited a remarkable capacity for challenge, exploration, interpretation, and insight, and she became the West Coast's truest and foremost candidate for an avant-garde. She also became a well-loved symbol of feminism and independence. Imogen took photographs up until 2 weeks before her death. Despite a love of attention, her evolution to grande dame status in San Francisco became a strain. Fame is what comes after you're dead. When you're alive, it's notoriety and an annoyance. I don't consider myself as having it. I'm just a working woman.
Imogen Cunningham, presented by Molly Fisk. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.